This is Let's Talk Big with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is the New York Times bestseller, True Biz by Sarah Novick. True Biz is a story of sign language and lip reading, cochlear implants and civil rights, isolation and injustice, first love and loss, and above all, great persistence, daring, and joy. Now, sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jen Hazel, and I have with me Jane Berger, and we're here to talk big. Jane, the most favorite line that I ever say to you, do you have a passage?
Well, and my most favorite answer, always, always. So we're about halfway through the book. I'm looking at a passage on page 189. And this is something, again, I never considered. Sometimes I just feel like I live my life in a bubble. Anyway, Charlie started to copy Kayla's sign, but Austin held up a hand to stop her. "Sign it like this," he said. The signs were quite different. Kayla's had been two-handed, a pinching of the pointer and middle fingers and thumbs like a pair of beaks pecking downward, while Austin's was one-handed, the pointer finger and thumb creating a slender beak beside his nose. Charlie raised a hand to her own face skeptically, copying Austin's sign. "Chicken, chicken, same difference." "Your sign looks like," Austin said to Kayla, and then turning to Charlie, finger spelled D-I-A-P-E-R, diaper. I guess I just never thought about how precise your fingers and, you know, your motions need to be in order to send the correct word. It just made me chuckle. Chicken, diaper.
Well, in a lot of ways, Jane, that's not any different than any other language. But again, it's what's interesting is this, as we look at this, this is a journey for our readers and us who are not deaf to experience this new language.
Correct.
And learning all the ins and outs. And while we may not be becoming like uber proficient in the language or even right. proficient in the language, we are learning about those nuances. And you're right. It is funny.
It made me chuckle.
Right.
Well, and I have a student worker in the library who is taking ASL in interpreting. So she will watch videos when she doesn't have, you know, any work that we are giving her currently. And I am so fascinated because she just tunes in. She's so focused on this computer screen trying to figure out what they are saying. If the hand motions are what she is used to seeing, what she's learned already. And I can hear her interpret what she is seeing. And she says, "Well, wait a minute, that didn't make any sense." And so even on the other side, the hand signals, or I'm not sure really, what do you call them?
Signs,
duh, Jane. The hand signs may be very precise and perfect, but if you're learning and not very proficient in what they mean, you could think that they mean something else. And that's where she is at. And it's been a struggle. And then when she gets it, it's so exciting. This has really been a great experience for me to learn how hard it is for us hearing folks to learn ASL. And maybe just because I'm an old dog and learning new tricks is a little tough. But watching my student worker, and she's so determined to get it right. And, you know, she does. It just takes her, you know, a few passes. But I love it. I absolutely love everything about watching her. And I think to myself, did I try that hard when I was learning Spanish? Not really. I don't know why. I think it's more important in my mind, and I know this is terrible, and this is no offense to any of the non-English speaking people out there, but in my mind, I feel like I really want to work harder, do better to please someone who is hard of hearing or non-hearing. I know that's terrible. I'm sorry.
Well, you weren't studying Spanish to be an interpreter.
No.
She is studying ASL to interpret and to help the community. And so I think that, one, that might be where it's different. And two, and this is a shout out to our ASL instructors, they really are fabulous, and students want to learn and want to become interpreters to assist, to help. And I think that that speaks a lot to the program and what we have here. The other thing that I wanted to comment on was, when your student is watching them, one thing that we often don't think a lot about is there's different dialects of American Sign Language, in the same way there's different dialects of American English. First of all, it's not the Queen's English.
True that.
There's that. And then it's also not, well, I guess actually that would be the King's English now, but it will always be the Queen's English for me. But it's not that, like, we have different dialects here, like in our American English. Like, we have Midwestern accents. If I was in the Bronx, I would have a different accent. If I lived in New Orleans, I would have a different accent. If I lived in Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even different terms.
Right. And they mean different.
Yeah. Like, you know, up in Wisconsin, if you need a drink from a drinking fountain, you need to ask someone, where's the bubbler? If you ask somebody, where's the bubbler in Michigan or Ohio, they're going to look at you like, what are you talking about?
So I would think, where's the champagne if someone asked me where the bubbler was? But because that would be the closest that I could equate to what that is. But even like soda and pop.
Yes.
We all say pop.
Yes.
But if you were in Maine, they would be asking about soda.
Correct. Yeah. Well, and even as Charlie has found out with her roommate, who is Black, there is Black ASL, mm-hmm. and just the different nuances. And Charlie's struggling to learn sign language and then realizes that, oh my gosh, I can learn sign language, American Sign Language, but then there are all these other little differences within sign language itself. So
I think, though, and I love this conversation, but we are going to have to postpone the rest of it for later, because I think there's other things we can talk about with this. So it is going to do it for us today. My name is Jen Hazel. So on behalf of myself and Jane Berger, keep talking big.
Catch Let's Talk Big on Outkast OCCR, Owens Community College Radio, every Thursday at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 7 p.m., and 10 p.m., and at various times throughout the week. Or listen anytime on the Outcom RSS feed. Visit owensoutcom.com for the link. That's Outcom with two M's. owensoutcom.com for Let's Talk Big.